The dragon's scales were glowing, emitting shades of every color of the rainbow. I was still unsure of what to do, so I approached it with caution, keeping my sword unsheathed.
"Don't be afraid. I will not harm you."
The dragon spoke with a voice that was soft and kind.
"I can take you to Gondora."
I was already a ball of nerves, and she knew it. If it wasn't the shaking in my voice or the trembling of my hands, the sweat stains from my armpits were a dead giveaway. Despite this, I tried to play it cool and asked her where she was from.
"Detroit," she said, in a voice that conveyed zero interest.
His heart was racing, and yet he couldn't move. He felt paralyzed. As he took in large gulps of air, he noticed the stench permeating the room. It was the stench of rotting flesh, decomposing remains of the countless victims it had taken. The lights in the room began to dim. His body weakened. He knew his time had come. She hadn't felt this vulnerable in a long time. There in his arms, she felt safe.
"I could stay here forever," she thought.
But there was something else. She recognized an attraction, a yearning that she hadn't experienced since her husband had passed so many years ago. The thought scared her, yet she couldn't help but wonder, could this be love?